The situation in the Persian Gulf, that was the official title of this European Parliament debate. Of course, it refers to rising tensions between the United States and Iran and the potential of the European Union to help calm things down.
Europe does need to put its arm around Iran and be more welcoming.
There were repeated calls by lawmakers for the 28-nation EU to take a tougher stance against Washington's foreign policies.
We know who is increasing the tensions in the Persian Gulf. It isn't Iran. The Saudis, with the nice backing of Israel, and of course the US. Why don't we call it as it is?
Donald Trump withdrew the US from the Iran nuclear deal in May of last year. He is threatening to economically punish any country that trades with the Islamic Republic.
US sanctions against Iran are criminal. They're an act of war by other means, just as destructive as guns and just as lethal as missiles.
Analysts say EU firms do want to trade with Iran, but they will not be willing to jeopardize potentially more lucrative business with the United States.
The difficulty is that the convergence of interest then has to translate into a common policy. And this common policy cannot conflict directly with the transatlantic agreements.
In the EU Parliament, the bloc's top diplomat urged legislators to use their influence to help save the Iran nuclear deal, officially known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA.
The deal is not a bilateral or even a multilateral agreement only. It's a UN Security Council resolution unanimously adopted. So there is a global responsibility to preserve it.
Well, if for the foreseeable future it does remain preserved, Ursula von der Leyen and her new administration here at the European Commission will be taking up the challenge of trying to defy Trump's efforts. Von der Leyen will replace Jean-Claude Juncker on the 1st of November. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.